Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Let's refer back to them, and then we've got a couple of quick additional business items. So our first public hearing was conditional use number 2324, Zachary Bedell.
Good luck with that one. I almost said something because my brother lives directly.
Whoa. Just because it's recording and the record's closed.
Sorry. Can't take any testimony.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, thanks for moving this hearing forward. I intended on leaving, but I needed to stay to discuss this one.
The show was so good, you decided to stay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do.
I can tell you, when I stopped by there, he was burning stuff. It was horrible. It smelled horrible. And there was smoke everywhere.
Okay.
And I go by that place four times a day, back and forth to work, and it is a mess. There's stuff all in that woods. The pickup truck, or the little six-wheeler dump truck that's sitting there, is this way. Like, there's no air in the tire. So it's been sitting there a really long time. There was a car in the driveway without a hood and no motor in it. So that's been sitting there. I mean, there's stuff everywhere.
Well, that's the kind of thing that, I mean...
I don't want to stop the boys.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Livelihood.
Could we do a...
But there's got to be a lot of strict conditions on there, because
it is a mess. There's
got to
be a fence that you can't see through.
And should be, I think, only on part of the property.
Yeah, that too.
And there's a big tax incisement in the back, don't forget that.
Right, it has to be away from that, exactly.
Yeah. I will just throw this out there, and I'm not saying how to decide this one, but if you think it's so bad that you got to condition it to bring it into compliance, just think about if it's just going to be a constant headache, you know? I mean, really.
Well, look how many times, I can't believe Denrick didn't have an issue with him burning, because I saw metal.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering, is he old-time Sussex County? Yeah, I mean, back in the day, everybody burnt the trash.
He's not old-time Sussex County. He's my boy's age.
Yeah. Well, as Keller says, we'd like to support entrepreneurship, but...
Well, I was trying to give him every benefit of the doubt, and get, you know, but I understand what you're saying, Vince, and I'm concerned that...
It's kind of like no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, I kind of like to give him a chance, but I'm
And he mentioned the other car place that is down the way, that's been there for years, and I've never seen anything out of sight there.
The only one possible way out is it would be to condition it, you know, such that it would, you know, that it fixes everything, and that's going to cost him some money. He's going to have to be able to do all that, you know. And the thing is, if he does all that, then it becomes a maintenance. You know, but will he continue to abide by the rules? You know, but I mean, there's not a dump site unless it's toxic waste that can't be cleaned up. I mean, that place could be cleaned up. It could look as nice as it did, 5 years ago. It could.
Yeah, but to your point, that's going to cost him a lot of money.
But he. And we can't, as I said, we can't park somebody out there 24 hours a day to watch him either. So
did, what was the area around the house cleaned up? Is it the drone shot? No.
Well, I think the
drone shot didn't look that bad. You know, like, it's hard to get a context on it, but yeah.
When were you, how long ago were you there?
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, he isn't.
How did it look?
Didn't change a whole lot.
It's terrible. I mean, and then I could see in the woods, like, there's stuff in there that's been sitting in there for a long time.
Yeah.
Because this stuff is all grown around it.
Well, another strategy would be just to deny it, but to tell him, you know, you can reapply in a year.
Yeah, after you clean it up.
And tell me.
That's what I don't understand. If you're asking for permission on something, you know, clean the stuff up.
I know.
I mean, that would be, I mean, is that an appropriate thing to say to them, of a denial?
Are you going to let him work that for that year?
No, you can't. Well, he's going to have to do something. We can't let him. We can't deny him and then say, but keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, I just wondered. I mean, you know, if that's his.
I mean, I hate to not give.
But he's getting his work done somehow now. I mean, he made reference to the fact that he's working away from home.
He works on sites. Different people call him.
He just goes there now. Okay. He's an on-call mechanic now.
Okay.
He's coming out to your house, so. So that's what he's doing, you know, and until he gets his place cleaned up, that might, I hate to get the guy
off at the knees, but he was sort of defiant as if there wasn't even a problem. When I was on the Board of Adjustment, Vince, when people were a problem, we would give them 1 year and then reevaluate.
You do that too.
Can we do
1 year conditional use?
1 year conditional use.
And you got to come back and
I like that. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, if you're not cleaned up and compliant, sorry about your luck.
Yeah, that's
a great idea.
I really like the daylights out of it.
Yeah.
And give them 1 year to make it happen and tell them you got to come back.
That way we're not ruining his income.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're incentivizing him to claim.
Incentivizing him to do it.
So that'll please everybody.
And I agree with Kim. I think, you know, we do have the ability to define the conditional use area. It does not have to run with property lines.
Now.
So we can create a square and you can require the whole thing to be fenced in. And everything you're doing's got to happen there, and you can't burn. We can tell them that. There can be no open burning. There can be no storage of vehicles for more than 90 days or whatever, and no more than.
And we need to limit them.
Yeah.
Five or four or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and limit them and tell them it's his sea containers. That was a novel idea, but I guess it'll work. And he said high cubes, so they must be, you know, 9 or 10 feet tall. But they've all got to be inside the fence. Everything's got to be inside. And give them a, you know,
a maximum
70 or 80 by 80 space. Give them 5 or 6,000 square feet.
I was going to give them an acre and say,
yeah, give them, yeah, them, give them as much
by
as you
150.
Can.
Yeah, maximum.
Yeah, right. Give him a big space.
Yeah.
And make him.
You
got to put a fence around it.
Right. Though. And the fence has to capture the metal buildings too.
All right.
That he works in.
Yeah, everything has
to be. Any place where he works, it has to be. Yeah.
Got to be inside the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So that should make everybody happy if he complies.
It will not make everybody
it
happy.
It will not. No. There's
hopefully.
But. Yeah, but it'll be fair.
Yeah.
Okay. It won't make them happy, but it'll be fair.
And it gives him a chance.
Yeah. And then he has to come back in a year.
And when does he? At what point does he have to have the fence erected?
By the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I would say so. But see, the thing is, he's got to come back with a final site plan on the conditional use. But I think some of that stuff can be running from the time the ordinance is approved.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll figure out what's what.
But if you give him 18 months to get it all done,
he's going to be hard pressed to get a fence secured and up within the next six. We got November and December. Oh, okay. I guess it's 12.
I certainly think he could get it done within a year.
Yeah, a year. He could get. Yeah.
He's already there's already a fence, like a chain link fence on the one side.
Yeah.
But you can see through it.
I thought we said the fence had to be up by the end of this year.
Oh, you know,
end of his 12 months.
Yeah, bring the whole property up to standards
within 12 months.
Within a year, and then come back and see us. And
I like that. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
But the no burning and all that, that's immediate.
Yes.
Everything else is immediate. All right, that could work.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yep, and get the volume of vehicles and boats down promptly.
Right. So we want to defer action for now?
Yes. Chairman, I'd like to defer action.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2324, Zachary Bedell. I think we say we don't have to call the roll for the
court. No, yeah.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. All right, our next public hearing was subdivision 2021-24, Fisher's Point.
Oh, that's mine too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, the guy has a point about the entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disappointing. We get that a lot, though. I mean, the entrance is usually going to be in front of somebody's house.
Be in front of somebody.
Yeah, but still, when they're showing the chicken houses on the other end, I mean,
the abandoned ones.
And we've asked, like, we had one not that long ago. We asked them to move the.
And then it got turned back around when Hilldot came.
Well, Hilldot shot us on that one.
Because there's two existing lots, that were next to that entrance, so they weren't really part of the subdivision to come off that road, so they could sell those right of way to finance the rest of the work. That's why they put the road there, so that would get those lots.
Well, that's how you get into his house now. Is that right?
I got a question.
No, I think you get there. There's an entrance.
Wait a minute. If those are lots now, if you put a driveway in that lot, wouldn't it be shining on his house?
Think so.
If it was a circular, they could come out that way, but not 98 cars.
Well, that's true. It wouldn't be 98.
Unless they had a big party going on. So.
I'm in favor of the 25-foot setback. It would be foolish to require the vegetated border, the waterfront.
Yeah.
Because they already have the separation. It would we usually have those concurrent, you know.
Yeah. And my gosh, if Lean Builders builds those houses, it's going to be one of the best values versus Track Home Builders.
Oh.
Be a very nice community.
What about the roads, only 20 feet? Everybody good with that? Not all of the roads, but the sections that they were showing.
I was going to say to have fire marshal approval, but it sounds like they've already got that.
I was going to say, that would
be my big concern there.
Okay.
It's only 5 houses back there, so what do you say?
And you know, the developer lives back there. He's got a ride on
it. He's the one. It's his road.
Yeah.
I'm good with another one.
That's the development I think I'd want to buy a lot in. The developer lives there.
And builds it. And he's a custom builder, not a track builder.
The developer is out there. Right, if it goes bad, it'd be knocking on his door.
Walk down. Push him a stroller.
On the yard.
For action only.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-32, Riverwood, I move.
Fisher's Point.
Fisher's Point.
Oh, yeah, Fisher's Point.
Yeah, you're moving ahead.
21-24, Fisher's Point, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
We move and second to defer action on subdivision 2021-24, Fisher's Point. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Our next one was subdivision 2021-32, Riverwood.
Any questions, thoughts, son?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. The one thing on this one I think we got to be careful of is, and it's how, you know, the motion's worded. It sounds like that 5 acres is just an assessment mapping issue, not an ownership issue. But if it's 58 acres, 2 units an acre, that's the 117. So it would have to be worded. So if those 5 acres come out, that's going to affect the number of lots.
That's a discussion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree. Okay.
Okay. So. Madam Chairman, in regard to 2021-32 Riverwood, I move to defer for further consideration.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion to defer and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, moving on. This 2021-32 Riverwood's been deferred. Next up, conditional use 2323 Leslie Rosas and her.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have anything on that?
Am I allowed to make a positive comment? I recuse myself.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah, okay. That'll jam you up in it. My only thing is, if you could hold the record open, I know she said it, but because it's in a subdivision, just so we can see if there's any restrictive covenants,
okay.
We should just sort of do that due diligence. That's all, so.
Okay. Well, and I mean, again, my only concern is that it's going to be another tiny home issue that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so consistency.
I mean, you know, I'm all for these things.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
too.
I think everybody should have one in their backyard.
And this one was, it seemed like in a different category, because again, there were structures, there were building permits for them. Jamie, and if I'm overstepping what you guys have talked about, jump in. But there was also, there were actual fixed utilities and water. You know, it wasn't a hose and a and a pump out on an RV. You know, there's different things going on. So.
And then I could tell you the bathroom and shower section was nicely done.
Yeah, I saw it on.
There's,
yeah.
And there's no. There's no bathroom or even sink up in the treehouse.
No, that's really just a
That's the big difference.
Yeah.
It's just it's kids' playhouse.
Yep. I mean, it's almost no different in that case than, I mean, they happen to be separate, but Airbnb where somebody's renting out a room, you know, you don't even know about it.
Right. Is there any issue because it's a yurt? I mean, the yurt's basically a tent.
I know, that's what I was checking to also. Yeah.
Okay, so that's, again, I have no problem with this.
All right. Wow, so,
Madam Chair, Mr. Chairman, whoever I'm speaking to.
Was there a violation on that, or do we know how the?
They came in for building permits for accessory structures to a dwelling, and I think as they were being constructed, it kind of they were being inspected, and I think that's how it came to our attention. And quite frankly, I think our inspectors scratching our heads initially as to how to classify it. And that led to some conversations, and that led to a discussion about whether they go to the Board of Adjustment or whether they go for the conditional use. So I don't think it was violated per se. I think it just, we just flagged during inspection. So.
Okay. Oddly enough, while I was searching the Airbnb, I found several tiny houses in the Sussex County that are on Airbnb. Anyway, okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2323, Leslie Brosses, I make a motion to defer further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to for action on conditional use number 2323, Leslie Brosses. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay.